a lot of people, businesses, are complaining. I hear it every single day. I hear it from every business that they can't find people to work.
Mm-hmm.
This is the big thing. There's even restaurants now that aren't open on Monday and Tuesday because they don't have the staff to open on Monday and Tuesday.
Right.
So what they do is they go out and just close or go out of business because they can't find anybody. So a guy went out and actually did a survey to find out which jobs have the biggest shortage.
Oh.
So jobs that pay $30 an hour or more, no shortage.
Right, of course. That's, I mean, you're paying somebody for their work. That's great.
Right. So you're paying them a livable wage.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And they have no issues right now. $25 to $30 an hour, no shortage at all.
Right.
Same with $20 to $25. You pay somebody $20 an hour, they're going to show up. And they're going to keep going back to work. That still is barely a livable wage, but they don't have any issues finding workers.
Right.
$15 to $20 an hour, a couple of help wanted signs.
Okay.
So anything less than $15, that's where the big problem is. Right. That's where all the jobs are having an issue with.
That's where restaurants are having an issue because restaurants traditionally do not pay a salary. What they pay is, and as somebody who's worked in many restaurants my entire life, I've been a bartender, I've been a waitress, I've been a hostess, I've done everything but cook in a restaurant. They pay you a shift fee, which the most I ever made was $70 a shift. And a shift can be like 10 hours. You know, it's like, it's never necessarily 8 hours. It's 8 hours of work, but you have to show up for an hour before for setup, and then you stay an hour after for breakdown. So you're there 10 hours, but they're technically paying you for an 8 hour shift and you're getting $10 an hour. Okay. So, and then taxes are taken out. Most of the money you make is off a tip. Every restaurant I've been to since lockdown has kind of been over and everyone's going out again, the tip is already on the check.
Really?
Yep. They do not leave it up to you anymore. They want to make sure that their staff is being tipped. It's 20%. And then, you know, maybe you want to leave a little more. I rounded up, you know, if something is $67, I might leave 75 or whatever, which is what I did the other day with, I took some friends out to eat and I rounded it up and they were like, no, the tip's already on. And I said, yeah, but I can give you a little more. It's a really good, the waiter was really terrific. I'm somebody that has a million allergies. So I have to be like, I can have this, but not that. Can you make me this? I'm a pain in the neck. I like to pay a little more.
Well, you better, because you'll never be able to go back to that restaurant without eating spit for dinner.
I have to say the good thing about having celiacs, you meet a lot of chefs.
Mm.
They all come out to make sure that they're giving you. Now, what can you eat and not eat? What can I make for you? Yeah. So I've met a lot of chefs.
So yeah, she was a pain in the ass before all this.
That's true. So yeah, now I just have an excuse to be a pain in the ass.
And but, now you're a massive.
But the restaurant
pain in
the world,
ass.
That's where they're having problems because you have to convince people that they can make enough money on tips, and that's not always the case. You know, if they pool tips, or if the restaurant's not that busy, I mean, you can leave and you can make more money on unemployment. So
when you're there. Putting ketchup bottles together, marrying ketchup, you're not getting paid for that, or you are?
No, well, so it's a shift pay. Legally, they have to pay you for 8 hours of work, but you're there for 10. So you don't get extra money. You get your shift pay. So whether you're there for 12 hours or 4 hours, you get a shift pay. And trust me, it's never 4 hours.
It's never 4 hours.
No.
But the bottom line to all this, pay people a minimum wage when you start a business. And
that's right.
If you can't afford to pay people a minimum wage, don't start a business.
Right. And that's been the biggest problem in the restaurant industry is that they take the most advantage of their workers. You know, first of all, you're always replaceable.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you miss a shift.
Gone.
I mean, people are fired for the dumbest reasons because they know they can get somebody. Well, now that's a little different. Now, you know, it's a worker's market. So if I'm working in a restaurant, I have a little more say. And maybe I'll come in now and I'll say, you know what? I'm not pooling tips. That's always been an issue for me because, you know, I'm an A student. So I'm always like the best bartender, the best waitress, the best hostess. I try and do my best work at all times. And then you always work with slackers. It's like, I got to share my money with them. No, that's not happening. So I think you have a little wiggle room right now because they really want, they need people. I don't know. You're right. It's tough because they're making more money on unemployment.